This is Jay Sekulow, the controversial nomination of Chuck Hagel and the lack of his defenders.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
I think what's happening here is that in a second term, Obama is going to show who he really is. Remember what he said to the Soviet president after the election, I'll be more flexible, which means he can be more of who he wants to be.
Chuck Hagel, if confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the state of Israel in our nation's history.
The political reality is that the Jewish lobby intimidates a lot of people up here.
And Chuck recognizes that American leadership is indispensable in a dangerous world. I saw this in our travels together across the Middle East. He understands that America stands strongest when we stand with allies and with friends.
I respect, admire, and call him a friend, but I have very serious questions about whether he will serve in the way that I think serve America's best national interests.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We saw in the first term the president repeatedly ignore the constraints of the Constitution, ignore the constraints of federal law to implement his agenda. And I think in the second term, that's only going to get worse.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to be joined in the second half hour of the broadcast today by a good friend of ours, Jeff Balaban, a Jewish lawyer in New York that we've done a lot of work with on a lot of issues, especially in Israel. I want to get his impressions on the nomination of Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Let's go right to Washington with Jordan and Than and get an update there as to what the latest is on Capitol Hill. Still a lot of opposition, and I'm not hearing, guys, a lot of support for Chuck Hagel right now.
No, but there is seems to be a strategy developing that some liberal and conservative columnists are agreeing on. Stephen Hayes, the Weekly Standard, writing about a David Brooks column in the New York Times about how that Chuck Hagel has actually been nominated to supervise the beginning of the generation-long process of defense cutbacks, and that President Obama would want this kind of Republican cover because Hagel was a Republican and also a veteran. And then he goes on to say, how in short will Hagel supervise the beginning of America's military decline? David Brooks thinks that's more important than his views on Israel and Iran. But I just think that what people need to understand there, again, is supervise the beginning of America's military decline. Now, who is he quoting? Well, Bill Burton. Bill Burton is he ran the Obama super PAC. He was also the deputy White House press secretary. He said specifically, this is a guy who's a decorated veteran. And when you've got a period of time when you're going to have to make huge cuts to the Pentagon, he's the sort of guys you want on your team. So the question is now, add to this his views on Israel and Iran. If the strategy here is that this is the guy who is going to oversee and supervise the beginning of America's decline when it comes to our armed forces, what senators are going to support him, Than?
I don't think very many will, actually. John McCain in the open there, he actually pushed back against this strategy, Jordan. He's a veteran himself. He said, listen, his service was honorable, but the fact that his confirmation would be harmful to American interests is actually what senators are looking at here. So Republicans and Democrats, actually, that's what's growing, the bipartisan opposition to Chuck Hagel. Meanwhile, the support for him in the Senate remains very, very stagnant.
Okay, we're going to be taking your phone calls, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. What do you think this means for Israel? What does it mean for a military? And are we now seeing the real President Obama in all of this? We're taking your phone calls again at 1-800-684-3110. Let me tell you this, folks. We want to stop this nomination. We don't like it. I got to tell you something. I'm not the only one. You're not the only one that doesn't like it, because you know how many people we've heard from online in 48 hours? 62,787 of you in literally just a couple of hours, couple of days. You can also go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition now if you haven't already done it. We're well over 70,000 signatures. We want to get to 200,000. 1-877-989-2255. Let's take a stand for our own interests and that of Israel's right now. Sign that petition, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Here's the reports from David Brooks. Jordan mentioned this earlier. Chuck Hagel has been nominated to supervise the beginning of the generation-long process of defense cutbacks. This is part of the process that President Obama wants. He wants cover to have a Republican, so he picks Chuck Hagel, who is really not sharing much of the Republican Party views or platform. And we've got a situation where his views on Israel and Iran are not only out of the mainstream, but as I said, they're cheering in Iran and nervous in Tel Aviv. In Israel. That tells you something right now. Nervous in Jerusalem as well. So I wanted to ask you to do this, folks. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Charles Krautheimer made a very interesting statement on Fox News generally about the trend of President Obama in the second administration. Let's take a listen to this statement from Dr. Krautheimer.
I think what's happening here is that in a second term, Obama is going to show who he really is. Remember what he said to the Soviet president after the election, I'll be more flexible, which means he can be more of who he wants to be.
And I think what you're saying is that this nomination of Chuck Hagel, this is who he is. This is what he wants to be. This is really, I think, the reality of the Obama doctrine as it relates to the Middle East engagement. I don't think it's worked very well for the Arab Spring, and I certainly don't think it's working well right now in the Middle East. But nevertheless, that's the policy. Here's what we're doing. We are opposing this. Than has been working with members of the Senate on this already. We've heard from over 75,000 of you, if I add the phones to the online response already. Folks, I want to get to 200,000 on this. So if you've not yet signed the petition, I want to urge you to do so right now. This is someone that talks about the Jewish lobby, someone that talks about Iran not being a terrorist organization, refuses to release, admit that Hamas and Hezbollah are terrorist organizations, won't acknowledge it. So we want you to become part of our team as we deal with this in Washington, D.C. Go to aclj.org or sign on to that petition right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, and we're going to go right to our phone calls.
Yep, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. Some agree, some don't agree. Dennis calling from Ohio on line 3. He does not agree with us. Dennis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dennis.
Hello.
Hi.
First of all, George Washington's farewell address at Seattle Foreign Affairs. Second of all, Israel's not our ally.
What do you mean? Whoa. Slow down. Stay out of foreign affairs.
Democracy.
Hold it. You've got a litany there. You're going to do it one at a time. You think we should stay out of foreign affairs?
Yes, we should say Israel, fight, let them fight their own wars. We're fighting all their foreign wars. If we want peace in America and we want to get brothership with the Muslims, quit.
Well, let me ask you this. You want to stay out of foreign engagement. So when the United States is attacked on 9/11, what do you want the United States to do? Nothing?
That was the Mossad of Israel who did that.
So the Israelis did the attack on 9/11. Someone's figured out. And it's Mossad. The Israelis did this, in your view, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what's your evidence of this, Dennis?
For the banking.
Hey, Dennis, what's your... Yeah, I know, they control all the banks, too. Dennis, what's your... What evidence do you have that Mossad, which is the Israeli CIA, what evidence do you have, Dennis, that the Mossad... Because you've made a very bold statement there, that the Mossad had did the attacks on 9/11. What conspiracy book are you reading?
All your Masonic lodges and your presidents.
So the Masons, too. So it's the Masons, the presidents, and Mossad. Okay, Dennis, you're done. Thank you for calling. Not really, actually. But this tells you, you know, folks, you take a dentist every once in a while just so you know what you're dealing with. This is what we're dealing with. Go ahead.
First, you think maybe it's, you know, anti-Semitic, they don't like Jews, and you realize it's much broader than that. It's anti-everything. The whole world is conspiring, except for the Muslims. Notice they had nothing to do with it. Islam had nothing to do with it. And, of course, not all Muslims did, but this is what, like, the Ayatollah says and Ahmadinejad says, the Holocaust denier crowd. They also blame Israel. So, you know, the interesting part about what Dennis is saying is just not true, because we know, as a predominantly Christian country with Western values, that there are those out there, they don't care what foreign entanglements you're in right now, eventually their targets are set on you. And we've seen that throughout our history. If you're a large country, if you've got a big economy and a big population, and you have a set of values that they disagree with, they're going to target you, because ultimately all of these different ideologies want to dominate each other. We're actually the country that doesn't go around doing that.
I'll tell you this. I'm glad we took Dennis's call, because, folks, this gives you a reason why you need to respond. This is why we don't need the Dennis's of the world actually dictating our foreign policy. And Chuck Hagel's view is isolationist. I mean, I'm not saying it's Dennis's, but it's in that vein of isolationism. I don't think it's quite as conspiratorial as Dennis. And that's why, you know, we're American citizens. We have the right to speak out on these issues, and I want to encourage you to do just that. Again, we've heard from over 75,000 of you in just 2 days. Go to aclj.org. You can sign that petition. We also have on the website about a minute and a half long video presentation on why we're objecting to Senator Hagel's nomination. But I need you to help us as well. Fan needs your numbers and names on these petitions. So when we're on Capitol Hill, we're representing literally hundreds of thousands of you on this issue. So it's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. But folks, make that call now. Stand up for our own interests here. You got a Secretary of Defense who's not only going to dismantle our military, but he is going to call Iran a what? Potential ally right now? He will not label them a terrorist threat, nor Hamas or Hezbollah? This is what you're worrying about? This is what we've got dictating our policy? Speak out against it. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me ask Than a question here. Than, where are we on the time frame? Has a hearing date been set yet?
No hearing date set, Jay. They come back in 2 weeks from this past Monday. I expect that a hearing will be set that first week, if indeed there is one. So we're probably looking at about 2.5 weeks away from a final confirmation vote in committee. And Jay, I would just quickly say this. I would remind Dennis that this president does not agree with removing the United States from foreign affairs either. Think about the timing of this nomination. It happens right when he wants to send another $2.5 billion to the Muslim government-led government in Egypt. So he is picking and choosing who he wants to support, and it's not our traditional allies.
All right, we're taking your phone calls, folks, at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Now back to the phones. We go. A lot of calls coming in. Steven in New York on line one. Steven, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good.
My call. Listen, I think that this is part of biblical prophecy. When you think about it, you know, what Christ said, prophesizing that once Israel gets independence after a generation, that's when, you know, things will start happening. And it's a more of a surprise to me to see the United States not even wanting to side. And this is like an out-and-out statement saying, hey, look, you know, we don't support Israel.
Well, I mean, it is certainly a clear policy shift. There's no doubt about it. I'm not going to get into the biblical implications of it, but there is no doubt that this is a significant policy shift because, although, interestingly, I'll throw this to Jordan and Fenn, interestingly, Chuck Hagel has come out in the last couple hours, I say in the last 24 hours, saying you misunderstand his view on Israel. But his words speak for themselves. I mean, that's the problem. His language, but it is mirroring what President Obama really thinks. That's really what's going on here. So this shouldn't be catching any of us by surprise. It's what Charles Krauthammer said. The president got his reelection. Now you're going to find out where he really is on these issues.
On issues that are extremely divisive in the country. And like the Washington Post said, when you're that outside the mainstream, you don't do that when you're trying to get reelected. But when you're done being reelected, you don't have to worry about another campaign. Who cares if your views are outside the mainstream? You can start exposing them to everybody and telling everybody about them. And you do that through the people that you choose to lead these specific positions. This would not be as important if he was, you know, let's say Commerce Secretary, things like that, or even Department of Veteran Affairs. That's not the same thing as being the Secretary of Defense. What Hagel's now tried to back and say is that, well, I have different policy views on what will be best for Israel. But I don't see any of these Israeli leaders coming here and asking for that. No one, if this Israeli lobby exists, where's that Jewish lobby on that side that's so strong, if this is really what's in their best interest? This engagement with Hezbollah and Hamas and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, I mean, you got to be kidding me.
But you know
that is a joke that he's trying to use that, but that is what he'll try to do.
But you got to take it a step further here. You've got to look at the nomination of John Brennan for the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA. He has said that Hezbollah needs to be assimilated into Lebanon's political system. This is a group that is calling for the destruction of the state of Israel. And we've got now the head of the CIA, the proposed head of the CIA, saying, let's incorporate them into the political process. I guess that's much like the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, that has not worked out very well. This whole idea of appeasing, and we're going to get these radical Islamic elements, and they're just going to come along. Ask the moderates in Egypt and the Christians in Egypt how well it's working out. Ask the Christians in Lebanon how well it's working out. Not very well. Folks, we're going to take a break. You've got to stand with us as we fight these nominations. We're going to fight the John Brennan nomination as well. You go to ACLJ.org and you sign on to that petition. You're joining 75,000 others. Or you call me right now. I need to hear from everybody today. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Folks, we really need to fight back on this. One-on-one, it's tough. But when we've got a whole group of you, hundreds of thousands from all 50 states, makes a huge difference. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at ACLJ.org. In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. In our offices in Washington, D.C., a very good friend of ours has just walked in and joined us. Jeff Balaban is a lawyer, a good friend of the ACLJ, former chairman of the Coordinating Council for Jerusalem. Jeff and I have done a lot of work together on behalf of Israel, continue to do so, and we thought it'd be great to get his perspective on this. Jeff, let me get right to you. And folks, if you want to talk to us on air, by the way, 1-800-684-3110 is that number. And remember this, we're here for another 30 minutes after this. If you get SiriusXM, you'll get the whole hour live. If not, just go to aclj.org. We're streaming it there, and of course it's archived as well at aclj.org or at SiriusXM. Jeff, we've been talking about the Hagel nomination. We've gone through the litany of concerns we have. Israel, Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, the dismantling of our military. Give me your assessment of this nomination. I mean, I've clearly said that he's reflecting also the president's worldview on the Middle East.
Well, that's exactly right, Jay. First of all, thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure to be here. It's always a pleasure to be with my ACLJ friends. And thank you for all the great work you're doing. Look, it's what you're saying is right. What's been happening time and time again in this administration is they trot out their people to try and justify and explain and how, you know, it's really not anti-Semitic, it's really not anti-Israel. You know, it's too much explanation because everyone, it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. You know what it is. Right. These guys, they don't like Israel. It's that simple.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, Jordan, I don't think they're hiding it either. I mean, let's be realistic here. I mean, they have been Chuck Hagel has been very in your face on this, and I say that, I mean, you know, some of these senators have said that this is a slap in the face. I mean, Lindsey Graham, we're going to have on the broadcast tomorrow, has been emphatic on this.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think that you could really say more than what Lindsey Graham's already said, who, you know, has worked with him and said, you know, personally, fine, friend, we work together, we're colleagues, we disagree on a lot of things. But when it comes to having your friend or someone you've worked with become Secretary of Defense, well, that's something very different. He called him he would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense towards the state of Israel in our nation's history.
Yep.
The Washington Post said he is to the left of President Obama's foreign policy in the first term, so probably where President Obama is, really, now that he's being a little bit more open and honest, and to the fringe of the fringe in the U.S. Senate. We're talking about he's the one of two that don't vote for, don't sign the letter condemning anti-Semitism in Russia. He's one of four who don't sign the support the legislation on things like Hezbollah and the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. He's always in that minority of those who have got very checkered past when it comes to foreign policy.
Let me play for you Senator Graham's statements on this. Again, we're going to have Senator Graham on the broadcast, we hope, tomorrow, so that'll give us some more insight and some more developments, but take a listen.
Chuck Hagel, if confirmed to be Secretary of Defense, would be the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense toward the state of Israel in our nation's history.
So, Jeff, let me ask you this. Listen to what Lindsey Graham has to say is the most antagonistic Secretary of Defense towards Israel. What's your sense? Accurate statement, and what does it mean?
I think it's accurate, and I think it's a disaster. Look, the fact that Ira Foreman, I don't know how well-known he is out there, but I've unfortunately had to have some dealings with him when he ran the National Jewish Democratic Council. And his job for years, for a couple of decades, was to sell all kinds of nonsense that various Democrats were saying that was anti-Israel and try and persuade the Jewish community and the pro-Israel Christian community that it was really okay for Israel. You know, it was really okay for the Jewish people. And he sells everything. This is the first time that I can think of that he's openly admitting, you know, he's not doing it now, but that he openly admitted that Hagel in a policy role would be a problem. When you have someone that extreme, that partisan, that in the tank saying it's a problem, forget about what Lindsey Graham is saying. Their own guys know it's a problem. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very serious problem, and it's coming at a terrible time. The Middle East is erupting in flames. You know, Lebanon is unstable. Syria is almost gone. The Jordanian king is hanging on by a thread. Egypt is now Muslim Brotherhood. We need a strong, supportive Washington. We do not need an antagonistic Washington.
Yeah, unfortunately, right now, if Chuck Hagel is the nominee and becomes the Secretary of Defense, I think it shatters any real hope of containing Iran. I mean, I think Iran's nuclear option, so to speak, would be literally on the table, and I think Israel would be going solo on this to knock that threat out. Folks, this is, again, stand up and speak out on this. Here's the number. It's 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. I encourage you to sign on to that petition opposing the Hagel nomination right now, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yep, Nikki called in from Virginia on line one. Nikki, welcome to JSEC Live.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having all the speakers come in.
Sure.
It's really very enlightening. We
Good.
Appreciate everything that you do.
Thanks.
My question is this. There's a lot of us that are very frustrated. People
yep.
are not listening in the government.
Right.
And really, you guys always do the petitions and we call in yep. and do these things. Does it really do any good?
Sure.
I mean, when I put my name on this petition,
yep.
does anybody really pay attention to that?
I think that's a very fair question. I could go through the litany of successes we've had by petitioning the government for redress. There's a reason it's in the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, that we have the ability to petition the government for a redress of a grievance. But, Than, I'm going to give this to you because you're the one who actually physically deals with this, talk to the members of the Senate. How significant is it? I mean, I will tell you we've seen success after success, but let's hear from Than's perspective as our head of our government affairs.
Listen, this is one of the situations, Jay, where it's most effective. I mean, we have had a lot of successes. I think about the Pastor Youssef case where members from both parties spoke out and we got it in action. But here is a situation where you actually have to have 50 Democrat senators go to the floor of the United States Senate and affirmatively vote to confirm this man. So if they hear from their constituents, their voters, that they do not want Chuck Hagel confirmed, he's not going to be confirmed. It's as simple as that. The president cannot do this unilaterally. So if we demonstrate to them that their voters don't want to put Chuck Hagel in this position, he won't be in that position.
You know, and Jeff, right now it's interesting that there's not been a tremendous amount of outpouring of support, even from the Democrats, for Chuck Hagel on this. In fact, a lot of Democrats are raising questions. So this was a very in-your-face move by President Obama.
That's right, and I just want to address the petition issue as well. I think in cases like this, it's exceptionally important for a couple of reasons. First of all, you know, this is Obama's sort of proclaimed attempt at, you know, stab at bipartisanship. What that means is he finds a guy who agrees with him in a terrible situation and who happens to be a Republican. Of course, he's an outlier. He outrages the other Republicans, but he finds an outlier and he can claim, you know, bipartisanship. And if the Senate does not hear from citizens that they're outraged, if Republicans don't hear that senators are outraged, you know, they know him, they worked with him, you know, he's a good guy, as Lindsey Graham says, and all kinds of other ways, they all love to be collegial. What they have to hear is that this is just unacceptable to their constituents, it's unacceptable to the country, and it's not even just the senators. Even some of the groups, some of the major groups that are involved in Washington, they're too close to the source of power. So they are terrified of Chuck Hagel in that office, but they're afraid to make too much of a brush fire about it, because if they lose, you know, they may not go and support him, but they're not going to oppose him, because if they lose, then they know the door is slammed shut in their face for the next 4 years.
Which puts
so
Senator,
we need the public.
Yeah, which means Chuck Schumer's in an interesting place as well, because he's been the great, you know, so he on the Democratic side, he calls himself the great defender of Israel. He has been silent on this one and says he was not consulted, by the way, by President Obama. Folks, we got to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls. So if you're on the line, hang in there. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. But let me encourage you right now, folks, if you've not signed on to this petition, you just heard why it's that important. Become part of history. Take a stand on this. Let's make a difference. Go to ACLJ.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. Let me give it to you again. It's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We've got a lot more ahead, so stay with us, folks. If you're listening on SiriusXM or simply go to ACLJ.org, that's again 877-989-2255.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
I'm talking about freedom.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. By the way, I'm going to be on Sean Hannity's broadcast tonight with Lanny Davis. It looks like we're going to be discussing this whole issue where Nancy Pelosi is basically saying, well, here's what we want to do. We think you have the right to not even worry about debt ceilings, Mr. President. Do whatever you want. And she's arguing under the 14th Amendment. Same amendment, by the way, they argue the right to abortion comes out of. So there you have it. By the way, in Washington, D.C. right now, we're joined, in addition to Jordan and Than, good friend of ours, a lawyer that we've worked with for many years, especially on issues relating to Israel, but domestic issues as well, Jeff Balaban, former director of the Coordinating Council for Jerusalem. So we're getting his insight on this. And we've gotten a ton of phone calls, folks, and I know a lot of you have been holding for a long time, so we are going to start answering those calls. But I want to play for you first a statement by Senator Ted Cruz, I'm really thrilled that Ted won and really glad that he's here. He's been a friend for a long time. Here's what he said about the Hagel nomination, number 27.
You look at Chuck Hagel's record, and it places him on the outer fringe in terms of his views of national security. In fact, the Washington Post describes him as, at quote, near the fringe of the Senate. I respect him personally, but his views are not in the mainstream, and I don't think they'd serve this nation well leading the Department of Defense.
I think that, by the way, is the perfect response to the situation, folks, and that's exactly what we're dealing with. All right, we're going right back to our phones. Who do we have, Jordan?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Plenty of calls coming in. Let's go to Victor calling in from Colorado on line three. Victor, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Victor.
Yeah, Jay, I just have an observation.
Sure.
It seems that everything that Obama does is, I mean, it's way past even reasonable. So my observation is he can only be a two-term president. But the 2014 midterms are coming up, and what says that he can't stack the House and the Senate with Democrats and give him more time in office?
Oh, well, I don't think he's going to be able to get through a constitutional amendment that's going to let him serve a third term. I'm not buying any of that. But you bring up a really good point, Victor, and that is in you know, less than 2 years, we're looking at another election in the House of Representatives. And the House so far has been a kind of the stopping point on this. I mean, I know our friend Eric Cantor, for instance, who's the majority leader, in the House, came out and is very opposed to the Hagel nomination, but it's the Senate where that decision's made. But Jeff, that's an interesting point on the politics of is this going to shape the politics for 2014?
Well, let's see if we can have a rebirth of the Tea Party. I think in this go around, you know, they were great in 2010. It sort of really changed the dynamic, and it swept across the country, not just in Washington, but in legislatures all across the country. And I think that after this last election, you see a strong rebirth. And, you know, despite a lot of the early discussions of whether the Tea Party was supportive or not supportive of Israel, I think it's clear overwhelmingly that those who support the Tea Party are, in fact, supporters of Israel.
Yep.
And I think that is going to be the dynamic. I think the caller, I think Victor may be right. You know, Obama's pushing and the Democrats are pushing to really to maintain and to gain control. And our side's got to push back hard and strong. And that means we have to listen to the conservative base this time, because we didn't last time.
Yeah, and Jordan, you have worked actually with a lot of Tea Party groups over the years. And by the way, we've been representing about 27 of them in this tax matter with the IRS, and so far all the ones we've submitted, we have won. We've got about four or five outstanding folks, so we're winning those cases. But Jordan, quickly, this idea of a political resurgence of conservatives with the Israel issue front and center was not clearly in this last go-round. What about this time?
Well, I think, again, this should wake people up. You know, in the past, we kept talking about it and kept saying, look at what President Obama said every other week. Anytime he was talking about Israel, the first speech, he'd have to give a second speech or statement to walk back what he said in the first speech. And they have a lot of people reading those at the State Department, everywhere else, approving any specific language on borders and what you call things like occupations and other things. And every time he had to walk it back and put out, as Jeff said, 100 people on the cable news to say, no, that's not actually what he meant. Chuck Hagel just showed it's exactly what he meant, and it's worse.
Yeah, and President Obama believes it too. I'm just waiting for them to start using the language Zionist regime. Is that going to come out of their mouth? I hope not, but I wonder if that's what they really think. All right, folks, we got to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Hang on the line. We're going to get to your calls again. If you haven't signed on to that petition, go to ACLJ.org. By the way, we've got a nice video there, about a minute 30, about why we're opposing the Hagel nomination. ACLJ.org is a great place to go. Or call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. That bumper music brought to you courtesy of the in-house band here at Jay Sekulow Live. I'm not kidding you. That is actually us. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. We've got Jeff Balaban, a good friend of ours, a lawyer we've worked with a lot on Israel-related issues, is with us in the studio. Jordan Than, of course, as well. And we've got a lot of people that have been holding for a long time, so we're going to go and get these phone calls. So, Jordan, who do we have next?
Mary calling in from Wisconsin on line 5. Mary, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Yeah, I just wanted to say how alarmed I am that Israel is building a fence along their border, their northern border. And from the news, it says they're just furiously building it. And they must know that Assad is close to being ousted. And just the juxtaposition of Hagel being nominated...
Yeah.
As Israel becomes more and more vulnerable, I think it's very small-minded to think that we won't be involved in anything that happens there because Israel's a flashpoint, really, for the whole world.
Well, you bring up a really interesting point, and that is, and a lot of people aren't picking this up yet, so I'm glad you brought it up, Mary. There is the Israeli government has started developing a wall, much like they have in other portions of Israel, of security between in the Golan Heights, an area that Jeff and I and Jordan have been to a lot. Often it is a flashpoint. Syria is a problem. There's no doubt about it. Lebanon, a problem. And with everything going on, this is another security move. And Jeff, the sense is that with all these changes in the Arab Spring that the president was hoping for, none of it came to fruition the way I think the administration thought it was going to go. Instead, it's these radical Islamist regimes. Israel really doesn't have a choice, Jeff, but to defend itself. And you can't rely on the United States. Even though we're still supporting Israel, the fact is, with Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense, I can't imagine where this goes.
Yeah, well, that's what you see right now in the electorate. I think that what Mary sees is exactly what the people in Israel see, which is, you know, the Israeli electorate, when they can, prefer to have a cordial relationship, a friendly relationship between the Prime Minister of Israel and the President of the United States. It's very important to them, and they'll sometimes vote for someone just so that they'll have a good relationship. But what you see now is that it's so clear to Israelis that Obama is so bad on Israel, and that the administration is so inimical to Israel that they've moved far to the right. They realize they can only rely on themselves and, of course, God, because, in fact, some of the parties there are very open about that. And, and all of a sudden you see that 83%, the last poll I saw last week, 83% of Israelis no longer believe in a two-state solution. And, you know, I'm not sure that means they never believe in a two-state solution, but they don't believe the Palestinians are at all serious about peace, and they know that the Americans won't keep the peace, so they know they have to rely on themselves.
There's an interesting statement by Michael Mendelbaum, a professor at Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies, talking about the situation with Iran. And this is, again, coming from a professor at Johns Hopkins. Quote, whatever you think of the neocons, this president is on record, and he is on record, as saying that Iran will not get the bomb. And it looks increasingly like that it's going to require military action for that not to happen, for Iran not to get the bomb. So this is what he says. So it doesn't seem logical to get, as Secretary of Defense, somebody who's pretty strongly opposed to that and who's on the margins of congressional opinion. That's why I'm telling you, folks, this is the Obama doctrine. This is the what Chuck Hagel is saying is what President Obama believes. That's what this is. So again, speak out on this issue. Add your name to this petition at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And folks, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. People have been holding. Dan calling in from Wyoming. Online 6, Dan, welcome to JSECO Live.
Hi, Dan.
Hi. My comment's real quick. I'm very opposed to Chuck Hagel, but my concern is that they're putting him up as a smokescreen so that so much energy will be spent opposing him that then they're just going to slip John Kerry through under our noses, or that's their attempt.
Well, I think that, look, I mean, you're right about this. No one's talking about the John Kerry nomination for Secretary of State. I mean, Fan, is there any real opposition to that nomination going forward? I mean, I'm not seeing it, but you know, you're up there every day. So what are you hearing?
There's not a whole lot. There may be at some time, but here's what I would say to the caller. Listen, the president oftentimes does get someone who shares their views, who is maybe out of the mainstream on the same things, who maybe even we disagree with. That just shows you just how far out of the mainstream Chuck Hagel is, because senators don't like to vote against their former colleagues, and yet there is no support for him. So is this a smokescreen for John Kerry? I think it's beyond that. I think the president wants every nomination that he made to get confirmed. John Kerry, John Brennan, and Chuck Hagel, I think he's going to go to the mat for each of them.
Well, we're going to find out soon enough, folks. Again, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me ask this to Jeff Balmont. Jeff, what are you hearing from your contacts in Israel with the Hagel nomination going forward? And there was an interesting headline in one of the papers that said, you know, Iran is basically, you know, thrilled with the nomination. And in Tel Aviv, this is what the headline was, Tel Aviv's worried, Tehran is happy.
Yeah, I mean, that really says it all. This president has been utterly naive and wrong about every aspect of Middle East policy, and he sticks to his guns because at the end of the day, he's wrong about what will be effective with the Arab countries, and he frankly doesn't care very much about the one Jewish country. He doesn't care very much about Israel. And, you know, he's doing what he thinks is, you know, first of all, in his mind, the Israelis are oppressors. In his mind, the Israelis are the bad guys. They're oppressing the poor Palestinians who just want to have peace and just want to have a state. He's completely confused about this. And he surrounds himself with people who feel just the same way. And, you know, since the beginning, there have been some Democrats, some members of his own party in Congress who do know better. And they've been, you know, they have weekly sessions where they yell at him to try and keep him in line. But you know what? Now it's a second administration. He's already been voted in again. He didn't have to listen to them at all anymore.
Yeah, and I think probably not. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones.
Yeah, back to the phones. We go. Plenty of calls and people hanging online. Carol in Maryland, online 4. Carol, welcome to JSECO Live.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, everybody. Okay, first of all, I'm a member of the U.S. Navy.
Well, appreciate your service to our country.
My concern about this is might be a little bit different. You guys talked about him being anti-Israel, and I'm like, okay, that's one issue. Some of the sound that y'all play, he almost sounds anti-Semitic to me. That makes me nervous because he's in charge of making cuts. He's one of the reasons Obama put him in there was to make cuts. I have a Jewish chaplain in my unit. I'm kind of worried about what he might cut first.
Well, I don't know if he's going to go after the chaplains, but Jeff, I'm going to throw this one to you because, I mean, the language, and it's not just the quote Jewish lobby language, it's just the rhetoric on Israel that when he was the head of that world organization, he said, you know, quote, let the Jews pay for it. I mean, just insensitive is a word, but there is this sense that, you know, I'm not the only one that's feeling like the language coming out of Chuck Hagel is really, really bad. I mean, it's just the wrong imagery. It's the wrong. It's statements that he should not. If he's believing this personally, but then he's saying it publicly, is not so great. I don't know if it's anti-Semitism, is it anti-Israel, is he an isolationist? I don't know. None of it sounds very good to me.
Well, look, the fact that he was the only senator not to sign a letter condemning anti-Semitism in Russia should tell you something about what his thinking is. The fact that he's a U.S. senator, which means, you know, he's been to all the courses, he's been to the retreats, he has colleagues. You know, he should be a little more sensitive to what he says. He doesn't care. He's saying what he believes, and what he believes, you know, it's always tough to label someone a bigot or an anti-Semite or anything like that. But certainly what he's saying are the kind of things you'd expect to hear from an anti-Semite.
You go ahead, Jordan. Because I was going to ask you this. I wonder what the sense is in Washington right now about these statements, because that's why you see, look, Chuck Schumer, reading the articles, silent, nothing. You know, he'll have a hearing. So how's that going to play, Jordan?
Well, I think that is the great question. Will those who would, if this was a real conservative, a real Republican, and let's say he was nominated by a Republican president, he has positions that are more in line with the Republican Party, but he said these things about Jews, and he said this stuff about Israel. So how would they react then? Right? They would be screaming. He would be done. He wouldn't even get nominated. And you know what? That would be fine. But here, I think what they're doing is, as much as possible, trying to let the Hegel spin machine move on, see what it can accomplish. But, you know, I look back at history. I don't ever see any kind of opposition like this. You hear people complain about Secretary of Defense's. You hear people point out, oh, I disagree with this view or that view. Usually it's kind of politically unknown until after the fact. But today, I mean, you've got people outraged, and that starts with his own colleagues. This would not be happening if his own colleagues weren't disgusted and disturbed truly by his own comments, by his own statements, by his policy views, as in how he would enact those or try to influence the President of the United States with those policies and his positions on all of these various issues, but especially the Middle East.
When we come and back, you know, from the – yeah, when we – yeah, go, Jeff, we're really – let me hang your thought there. We're taking them up against a hard break here. When we come back, we'll hear from Jeff. I've got to read something for you from his own – Chuck Hagel's own think tank. A pretty interesting read. Folks, again, if you've not signed on to the petition, let me encourage you to join almost 75,000 of you that have. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, you got to sign on. Speak out on this stuff. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let me also encourage you, follow us on Twitter. Get involved in the social networks here at the ACLJ. Follow us on Facebook. So again, 877-989-2255 and great resources at ACLJ.org.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on. A lot of great things happening. A huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. In a world filled with danger and instability, the United States should serve as a model for other nations. A strong military backed by capable and sound leadership. Unfortunately, President Obama has nominated former Senator Chuck Hagel as Secretary of Defense. Clearly the wrong man for the job. Instead of backing our closest ally in the Middle East, Israel, Hagel refused to sign a letter of support for Israel. He opposed labeling Hezbollah a terrorist organization, and he supported direct dialogue with the terrorist group Hamas. He even voted against labeling Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which has a long history of terrorist activity, a terrorist organization. Chuck Hagel is not the person who should direct and oversee our nation's critical defense needs. Stand with the ACLJ now. Sign on to our petition urging the Senate to reject Hagel's nomination. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. In addition to Jordan Thann in our offices in Washington, D.C., a good friend of ours, Jeff Balaban, a lawyer that we've worked with on Israel issues for a number of years. And, Jeff, before the break, you wanted to make a comment. We talked about it during the break. I think it's something you need to get out there that people understand what could happen here.
Well, look, thanks, Jay. You know, this business of throwing around the phrase Jewish lobby, you know, whether the phrase is accurate or inaccurate in some contexts, it's really a code word, and it's a code word for nonsense, because we all understand that the primary support in this country for the State of Israel and our relationship with the State of Israel is not the Jewish people, because the Jewish people are a very small people in this country. You know, the Jewish people are behind Israel, but obviously it's because of the vast support that exists from conservatives around this country, from Christians around this country. And yet, here's what you know. If Chuck Hagel's nomination does go down, despite the fact that it's going to be because of pressure, things like your petition, Jay, pressure by and large from Christians, it's going to be the Jewish lobby's fault all over again. And just that's the way they think, and that, you know, that's the way he speaks. And that's what's so misleading about it. Support for Israel is not a Jewish concern. It's an American concern. And it's not a Jewish lobby. It's an American issue. And he stands on the other side of it.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go right to him. Who do we have next, Jordan?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Jerry in Pennsylvania on line 3. Jerry, welcome to JSEC Yo Live.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello, Jay and Jeff. I'm going to touch on what you've been talking about the last few minutes.
Okay.
This is not just an anti-Israel thing. This is an anti-Semitic thing. I think that Chuck Hagel has been anti-Semitic going back to at least the early 1980s, well before he became senator. And
what made you – I mean, I tend to share that position. What made you think that?
Well, in 1980 or 81, he was the head of a committee, some international funding committee.
Right.
There was a project going on in Haifa, and he said, let the Jews pay for it.
He did, and that's the exact language he used.
Right. I just want you to know, I've already called up every member of the Senate Armed Services Committee.
Great.
26 of them, to tell my opposition to that. And
I appreciate that.
Wanted to get through to Carl Levin, who apparently is going to vote for him. He's the head of the committee now.
Yeah, Levin, I think, and let's talk to Thann about that. Carl, and Jerry, really appreciate your call. Carl Levin, it's, of course, the head of the committee. So he's one of the few voices of support for, I would say, one of the few voices of support right now for the Chuck Hagel nomination.
Yeah, and Jay, I honestly don't think his voice of support means that much, because I think as head of that committee, he basically has to support whoever the president has put out. Jack Reed, who also sits on that committee, has come out in support. But the rest of that committee, Jay, has been silent. I think that is very, very significant. And I would just say this to the caller as well. I mean, I think he does have Senator Hagel has a long track record of insensitive comments, but we need to also remember he has a long policy track record as well. This is a horrible policy track record. He is now being put in one of the most significant policy positions that exist in this town. He is wrong on military strategy. His views on Israel are troubling. So whether or not his comments are insensitive or not, I agree with the caller, they are. The fact of the matter is he is wrong on policy, and he shouldn't be put in charge of policy, and that's what these hearings are going to be all about.
But Jordan, don't you think this was an intentional move? The president knew this was going to be a controversial nomination. He did it anyways.
Yeah, absolutely. The president did it. He didn't fight for his own friend, Susan Rice, who had Democrat support across the board. It would have been a nasty fight, but she would have become Secretary of State. So instead, she went with a Senate friend. He went with a Senate friend, John Kerry, who, again, folks, disagree with on a lot of political issues. You see, you're not getting the same kind of opposition to him from the right, from other groups. This is a different situation. You don't oppose everyone because you don't agree with their ideology that the president puts forward. If you don't agree with his ideology, no surprise there. You look at their record and you say, okay, how far outside the mainstream is this really troubling or not? That no opposition to that. Now, Susan Rice would have gotten through, so he doesn't stand by his friend. He
right.
goes with Chuck Hagel, someone who neither Republicans or Democrats like, someone who left his own party, is kind of a Mavericks maverick who comes up with his own foreign policy under this guise of being a veteran and the two purple hearts. But the truth is, when you're looking at this kind, that's courage in the battlefield. And no one's going to take that away from Chuck Hagel. He's an American hero. But so is John McCain, and so are there many Democrats who are as well. It doesn't mean you have to agree with them. But part two, you look at political courage. And the Wall Street Journal wrote about this. He has zero. He changes his opinions like putting his finger to the wind, and usually ends up wrong, by the way. So he supports the Iraq War the whole time, and then blames the Bush administration for the Iraq War before the surge.
Yeah.
Then the surge occurs, and he quiets down upon that. This is a guy who's never held the same position for more than an election, basically.
Except for one thing. Except for one thing, that it's the Jewish lobby's fault.
Right.
Yeah, right.
That's what the Wall Street Journal said. Right. The Wall Street Journal said the only thing that Chuck Hagel has been consistent on is his views of Israel and the Middle East countries that surround Israel, Israel's enemies.
All right, we're going to take a lot of you have been holding on, so we're going to get to as many calls. We only got about 3 minutes left. Let's try to grab as many calls as we can here. Who's next, Jordan?
Wayne in Georgia, online too. Wayne, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Good.
Hey, sir, just real quick. I don't think it should surprise any of us that President Obama is putting people like Chuck Hagel forward. My concern is, come on, we're getting Border Patrol agent murdered. We're also getting an ambassador murdered. When is someone in the House going to have the courage to put a motion to impeach this wonderful president?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to see any kind of impeachment. I'd like to get the answers to those questions, by the way, and whether it's Fast and Furious or whether it's Benghazi, answers need to take place. I'm going to talk to Lindsey Graham about that tomorrow, so stay tuned for that. I'm going to try to get some sense of where they see some of these critical issues. All right, we've got two more callers. If we can get to them, it'd be great. Let's try to do it.
Yep, let's go to Donald in South Carolina first.
Hi, Donald.
Donald, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Donald.
Thank you for all that you do.
Thanks.
All of us out here. And, Jay, I've talked to you before. I mean, this president is not going to listen to anyone. But one of the things I would love on Hannity and others is to bury this guy with what he said. 2006, on the Senate floor, he took the issue about the debt ceiling, and he said some great words. I agree with every word he said. Can I read it to you?
Sure. You're talking about I'm actually going to be dealing with that debt ceiling issue tonight on Hannity, but go ahead, real quick.
Here's what he said on the Senate floor. It's in the record. The fact that we're here today to debate raising America's debt limit is a sign of leadership failure. It is a sign that the U.S. government can't pay its own bills. It is a sign that we now depend on ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies. Increasing America's debt weakens us domestically and internationally. Leadership means that the buck stops here. Instead, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today onto the backs of our children and grandchildren. America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. America deserves better. Why don't we put that on in the
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give that to the producers of Hannity tonight. To get that quote up there, because the president, you're right, has said that. I'm going to make sure we get that quote up there, or the best I can. I don't control the program. And I'm certainly going to address it, because you're right. Now they're trying to use the 14th Amendment to get around this, which to me is utter nonsense. Hey, let me thank everybody for calling. Let me thank Jeff Balaban also for dropping in the studios today. It was great having Jeff there. And folks, again, I want to encourage you, get engaged in the issue. I am going to be on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast tonight, so I encourage you to listen in tonight at 9 o'clock on your Eastern Coast time there. So that'll be on Hannity. We're going to be talking about a lot of issues, I think, with Lanny Davis. So it's always an interesting time. But, folks, Jordan's going to give you the number in a minute here. We need you to stand with us on this fight against the nomination of Chuck Hagel, and we're gaining steam. We're probably getting close to 80,000 signatures.
Yeah, call now, folks, 877-989-2255. Takes a couple minutes to join by phone. That's 877-989-2255, a fast-growing petition, and we need your support. You can also sign up at aclj.org. That's a quick way to do it. It's aclj.org online, right on the front of the homepage. A lot of information, videos, blogs, so you can send them to your friends and family, post them to Facebook and Twitter so they can find out about Chuck Hagel. Sign up aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.